BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's determined to proceed with what he called responsible judicial reforms, despite months of mass protests. Thousands of Israelis again took part in demonstrations on Thursday after Parliament approved a law that would make it harder to remove a Prime Minister considered unfit for office. Sebastian Usher reports.
Mr. Netanyahu tried to reach out to the opposition and protesters. He said that he would work towards a solution that would be acceptable to both sides. But in the past 3 months, his government has rejected previous efforts at compromise, most notably by the Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Many will think that the Prime Minister's latest comments were prompted by a possible split within his cabinet, with rumours that the Defence Minister might be going to resign over the issue. Before making his speech, Mr. Netanyahu met Yoav Gallant, who subsequently cancelled his own scheduled news conference.
The World Athletics Council has decided to exclude transgender women from female track and field events from the end of March. The organisation's president said the ban would be in place for any transgender athlete who'd been through male puberty, regardless of their current testosterone level. The French Prime Minister, Elisabeth Borne, has condemned the violence that's accompanied the latest day of mass demonstrations against the reform of the pension system. There were clashes in numerous cities as more than a million people took to the streets. The protesters are angry at a new law forced through by President Macron's government, which raises the age of retirement. Our Paris correspondent, Lucy Williamson, has this report.
After bypassing opposition in Parliament, President Macron is facing it on the street. In Paris, a largely peaceful demonstration was hijacked by violent protesters, less concerned with battling pension reform than battling police. More protests are planned for next week. Mr. Macron made two promises when he first ran for office: reform France and unite it. This battle is forcing him to choose which promise he most wants to keep.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says she'll organise a conference to secure the return of Ukrainian children taken to Russia, including those adopted by Russian families. She said the mass transfers were a reminder of the darkest times in European history.
To deport children, this is a war crime. We know today of 16,200 children that have been deported. Only 300 have returned so far.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for President Putin and his children's commissioner over the deportations. BBC News. The chief executive of TikTok has been defending the Chinese-owned video-sharing app at a US congressional committee hearing. Zhou Zichu denied TikTok was a national security risk and played down its connection to China. He insisted data would never be given to the Chinese Communist Party, but did accept that it was currently accessible to staff in China. President Biden has arrived in Canada, where he'll meet Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and address Parliament. The two leaders are expected to update an agreement on asylum seekers, as Mr. Trudeau seeks to slow the flow of undocumented migrants into Canada. An Argentine court has convicted two men for the rape and murder of a 16-year-old girl whose death has helped galvanise the fight against femicide. The killing of Lucia Perez in 2016 caused outrage, as did the men's previous acquittal on the grounds that judges could not determine whether sex had been consensual. That ruling was thrown out by an appeals court. The French glaciologist Claude Lorius, whose studies of Antarctic ice helped establish mankind's role in global warming, has died at the age of 91. Will Leonardo reports.
While not a household name, Claude Lorius's research couldn't have been more consequential. During an expedition in 1965, bubbles rising from an ice cube melting in his glass of whiskey gave him an idea that the ice contained ancient air that could be studied. It wasn't until the mid-1980s that his suspicions about human involvement in the planet's warming were proved. Analysis of Antarctic ice cores showed levels of carbon dioxide had varied little until the middle of the 19th century, the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. Claude Lorius later devoted his life to raising the alarm about global warming, becoming the inaugural expert on the UN's climate change panel.
BBC News.